everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a North Bay Battalion member who was a first-round pick in the OHL Priority Selection when he came into the league and now eligible for the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft. That in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Connor McMichael of the London Knights. He captures the award for the third time this season. Last week, he had 3 goals and 4 assists in 2 games for a total of 7 points and was a +4. McMichael was a first-round pick of the Washington Capitals, 25th overall in the 2019 National Hockey League Entry Draft, and was part of Team Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship, which, of course, they came home with a gold medal. The 19-year-old from Ajax continues to battle for the OHL scoring lead, coming into this week with 83 points on the back of 37 goals and 46 assists in 37 games. In other words, a goal a game this season and well over 2 points per contest. McMichael and the London Knights are listed on this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Knights come in at number 8 this week. Number 1 in the country are still the Ottawa 67s, while the OHL representation on the list is rounded out by the Kitchener Rangers, who get an honorable mention. Brandon Coe is in his 3rd season as a member of the North Bay Battalion. This weekend, he will surpass 175 career OHL games. Originally chosen as the 3rd overall pick by the Battalion in the 2017 OHL Priority Selection, the Ajax product now eligible for the 2020 NHL Entry Draft. He's excited for that process, including the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that he experienced back in January in Hamilton, and looking forward to the rest of the season in North Bay. With Brandon Coe of the North Bay Battalion, and Brandon, recently part of the CHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton, what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, it was a great experience playing with some guys that you normally don't get to play with. Bunch of superstars from around all the leagues in Canada, and yeah, it was a great experience playing with those guys, and it's a memory that will last me a lifetime.
You got a chance as part of it, a lot of on-ice and off-ice skills testing, probably maybe take you back to OHL Combine a couple of years ago, but probably a little different experience as well?
Yeah, it was pretty much the same stuff, a little bit different off-ice, but a little throwback to the Combine in the OHL, and I haven't done that in a little bit of a while, and it was good.
What was the activity that you thought, yeah, I did pretty well?
Maybe just forward skating with the puck, and then my vertical jump was actually pretty good. I was surprised by that. Yeah.
You went through the OHL draft process a few years ago, now going through it, leaning towards, of course, Montreal in June. The nerves, I know you still got a few months to go, but do you think the butterflies will still kick in a little bit, kind of like they did a few years ago?
For sure. Once the day comes around, I'm pretty sure I'll be a little bit of a mess, but I'll try to contain it as best as possible. But yeah, for now, don't try to think about it too much and just focus on my team and what I can do for them.
Obviously, the Battalion right now battling, you know, in that East Division. But what have you learned and how have you grown since being with the North Bay Battalion?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, this year it's been a little bit tough for us. It's basically just maybe a little bit of a rebuild year for us, a little bit of a coaching change. But I don't think we can use that as an excuse. And I think we're going to have a big second half.
Now, you're a guy that's a December first birthday in 2001. So a lot of the 2001s went through the draft last year. You're, of course, being a late birthday. A little different there where you're kind of with the 02s a little more compared to the 01s going through this last year?
Yeah, a little bit different. I don't mind. It gives me an extra year in the OHL with a little bit more experience, and hopefully I can use that to my advantage.
As you've gone through this, who's helped you get to where you're at now and obviously helping push you forward down the road?
I think everyone's just have to say their parents. They played a big role with that. With me living in Ajax and them working in Toronto, they come back to Ajax and then go back to Toronto just playing the GTHL, and I can't thank them enough for that.
How much fun was some of those trips through the traffic?
Oh, terrible. I think it's every night when you go out to the game, you just get stuck in traffic. So, yeah, but I don't regret it at all. It's the best minor hockey league.
Down the road, you know, things pan out through the draft and then, of course, moving on to professional ranks. What's an arena in the NHL you would just dream to play a game in?
I'd say Chicago's arena. Watching highlights and stuff on the internet. The place always seems jumping, so that'd be a great place to play.
That was Brandon Coe of the North Bay Battalion. Something to watch out for this month around the OHL is that the Ontario Hockey League and the Canadian Mental Health Association Ontario Division I've teamed up for a special 50-50 raffle. The funds raised will go towards mental health awareness and suicide prevention training for athletes in Ontario. For more information, note the website, talktoday5050.com. That's talktoday5050.com. All proceeds will support the OHL and CMHA Ontario's Talk Today program. The winning ticket will be drawn on March 2nd. So go to that website or check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for more information. Of course, during the course of February, you will see Talk Today games throughout the OHL markets. Very special occasion, of course, as mental health and suicide prevention training, very important across all of Ontario and all of the OHL markets. Here's a look at the top performers of the month of January in the OHL. The OHL Player of the Month, Philip Tomasino of the Oshawa Generals. The Nashville Predators prospect led all scorers with 34 points on the back of 15 goals and 19 assists in just 13 games during January. Quite the impressive performance for the 18-year-old who hails from Mississauga. Meantime, the OHL Defenseman of the Month, Noel Hoffenmeyer of the Ottawa 67s. He had 18 points with 3 goals and 15 assists over 13 games in January and was a plus 13. The overage blue liner attended the Carolina Hurricanes rookie camp back in September and still looking for an NHL contract. And the OHL goaltender and rookie of the month, it's a double up, Brett Brochu of the London Knights, as he captures both awards, going 9-0 during January with an impressive 1.89 goals against average and .940 save percentage in 9 games. The 17-year-old who hails from Tilbury definitely putting up some big numbers as the London Knights look to make a run of things in the Western Conference. Congratulations to OHL Top Performers of the Month, Tomasino, Hoffenmeyer, and Brochu for January. Looking ahead, the 2020 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, is coming up March 17th to 23rd in Toronto. The most recent minor midget top 10 rankings sees the OMHA's Quinty Red Devils at number 1, Toronto Titans, Toronto Junior Canadians, and Toronto Nationals out of the GTHL, 2, 3, and 4 respectively, and the top 5 rounded out by the Elgin Middlesex Chiefs out of the Alliance. Check out the complete list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Of course, March 17th to 23rd is the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. A great tournament every year, and we see so many players graduate out of that to the Ontario Hockey League and future NHL superstars getting their start on the big stage at the OHL Cup. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.